From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Today is International Left-Handers Day today.
Southpaws.
Just a little fact. Maybe you know this, maybe you don't know this. How many American presidents, U.S. presidents, were left-handers?
Three.
Well, Barack Obama.
Yes.
Left-handed. But also...
Bush.
George H.W. Bush. Uh-huh. Ronald Reagan was left-handed.
Oh.
Bill Clinton was left-handed.
Okay.
Gerald Ford was left-handed. Harry Truman and James Garfield.
Yeah. So all the older ones were right-handed.
Well, you know, there's this thing, you know, and we knew this growing up. They would make kids that were left-handed try and write with their right hand.
Right.
In school. So, and they were successful, I would say, probably half the time. You know, and I think it comes down to how you tie your shoelaces, right? Because if you're left-handed, you tie your shoelaces differently. And I have a solution for that. Velcro shoes.
Velcro.
Slip-on shoes. I can't remember the last time I tied my shoes. I'm such an old man.
I think I'm going to guess that you don't even have a pair of tie shoes in your closet.
I don't. I joined the slip-on generation. About 10 years ago. It shows my age. It is time for the Who Cares News. Left, right, indifferent.
A-Rod.
Yes.
His squeeze has a new movie coming out.
She does. Mm-hmm. I saw the trailer for it yesterday.
I did too. That's how I know it's coming out. Otherwise, I wouldn't have known. Alex Rodriguez.
Yeah.
He had his rental car broken into in San Francisco.
He did.
Uh-oh. Oops and daisies. Apparently, the thieves made off with about $500,000 worth of stuff.
What? Wait a minute. What the hell did he have in the car?
That's a really good question, John Van Camp.
I mean, I watch Live PD, and when they go through a person's car on Saturday night, which they always do.
And yes, they do.
Most of the value in their car is all drug related. Usually it's a big bag of weed.
Yeah. The drama unfolded while he was having dinner at a restaurant.
Yeah.
On the list of things he listed as stolen.
Uh-huh.
A camera.
Okay.
A laptop.
Okay, worth $500.
Jewelry.
How much jewelry does the dude carry with him?
Evidently a lot.
Because he doesn't live in San Francisco.
No.
So I imagine he was there on assignment, maybe? Work? Who knows? He's A-Rod.
There was a bag of stuff.
A bag of stuff.
Yeah.
A bag of stuff worth $450,000.
$500,000 worth of stuff. So I'm not too sure if his suitcase was in the car.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that was it. Maybe he carries some pretty expensive stuff in his suitcase. I was going to say something else, but I'll say stuff.
He might want to check with the valet, though.
He might want to check and see where they parked his car last night.
I doubt he self-parked in San Francisco.
Oh, he would not.
Especially
you've been to the city.
Swanky place.
Doesn't matter how swanky it is, it's on a little alley and there's no parking.
Right.
That's why every restaurant in San Francisco has valet parking. And you have to move the damn car every hour. Unless you got a permit, forget it. You're out of luck.
All right, the Me Too pendulum swings both ways.
Does it?
According to one of the male dancers in Katy Perry's breakout music video, Teenage Dream, Katy made him her little dream at a birthday party a few years ago.
No, not Katy Perry. Yeah. No, she didn't play that game, did she?
Well, according to model Josh Kloss, Katy pulled down his pants in front of everyone at the party. And exposed his genitals.
She pantsed him?
She pantsed him.
In the front? I don't think that's very proper.
You don't think that's very
proper? I don't think
proper.
That's proper. It probably really embarrassed him.
Well, naturally, to expose his side of the story, Josh has taken to Insta.
Oh, okay.
To tell his story
of
belittlement.
I see what you did there.
So, Katy Cat has not responded.
I don't think she can get away from not responding.
I think she's going to have to
respond. So, if this guy was in her video, he worked for her. So, that ends up being sexual misconduct.
Well, hold on, though. He was in a video. Yes, he was in one of her video. But this is at a birthday party.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. She was his employer at one point.
But maybe not at the time.
Well,
who knows?
Probably not at the time, but still. And I mean, he can't sue her, you know, I suppose.
Well,
he's probably
gotten
very little proof. Yeah, but he can't sue her for on the job sexual harassment.
I think there probably would be witnesses. you know,
yeah, but who's going to go against Katy Perry?
Unless he was there working. I don't know. Anyway.
Okay.
So Katy hasn't responded. And Josh also claims that she was a... Josh Kloss also claims that she was a bitch on set.
Huh. I kind of think that that would be true. I think that at that
back
point...
in that day.
In that day, she was pretty full of herself, I think. You know what? Do you think Halle Berry would do that to a male model? Would she pull down somebody's pants?
I don't know.
And expose his genitalia?
I don't know. Maybe.
Is it genitalia if it's a guy? Because genitalia really refers to kind of like a feminine.
Was it genitalio? Anyway.
Would Halle Berry be guilty of such a thing? That's embarrassing. It's like, you know, you're not going to... You know, look, this guy probably said something like, what if I were to go up to her and rip off her shirt and expose her breasts?
I don't know. Maybe they were all drunk. Who knows? But man, you'll go to great lengths to throw in Halle Berry, won't you?
All right. With that, we've overstayed our welcome, of course, as always.
As always.
And, well, let's do this again tomorrow. Why not?
Well, sure. I'll come do this tomorrow. Why not?
All right.
You got it.
See you tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.